This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour special report recorded on September 27th, 2017. I'm Mark Boulanger. Thousands of workers in South Africa are demonstrating against widespread corruption and the capture of state assets by what union leaders are calling a predatory elite. The demonstrations, which have been held all across the country, were organized by COSATU, the Congress of South African Trade Unions, and the South African Communist Party. COSATU and the Communist Party are part of a coalition with the governing African National Congress, the ANC, but they have lately been distancing themselves from the ANC and its president, Jacob Zuma. Becky Ninshali is COSATU's general secretary. He spoke at a media conference before the demonstration started about corruption in the country and state capture by an elite network, including business people.
South Africa is not a poor country. Its citizens are poor because poor governance and as a result of state capture and corruption. The administration, as led by the ANC president Zuma, has continued to preside over economic contradiction and job losses. Corruption has become endemic under this administration. The revelation by the Public Protector report on state capture that show that this current South African administration has been captured and that there is a network of predatory elite that is engaged in looting of state resources. This call for all of us as workers and citizens to stand up and push back against this rot. This strike is about mobilizing against the predatory elite. We are pushing for an appointment of Commission of Inquiry that will help unearth the extent of this rot and help us to ultimately dismantle this network. There must be a process to identify all those involved in the state capture, and they all need to be blacklisted. We demand that the private and public sector institution must refuse to deal with predatory elite, and in particular cancel all commercial dealings with the implicated individuals. The money that will be recovered should be redirected to implement projects addressing the plight of workers, the working class, and the poor. The time to reclaim the electoral mandate that we gave to the ANC is now. When we are referring to reclaiming the electoral mandate of the ANC, the electoral mandate of the ANC is people first. It's people development, and for the ANC to be able to do that work, it must be able to deal with the state capture and corruption. Otherwise, we would not be in a position to do anything in terms of that mandate. And we said we have to help the ANC to do that work. And by standing up and indicating that corruption is not only rejected by workers, but is rejected by many South Africans.
The disappointment felt by COSATU leaders in the leadership of President Zuma has led them to call for his resignation. At the media conference, Mr. Ninshali was asked why.
Ordinarily, if the local government and the ministers are accused of not doing the proper thing, ordinarily we'll be reporting them to the president. We'll say to President Zuma, remove Minister A, B, and C. But the president has not been able to do that. So in essence, we've lost confidence to the president for him to be able to correct those that reported to him. As such, it goes back to our statement that we think the president is the right time that he must go. There is no messiah who will come and rescue us from the state capture and the cancer of corruption. But it is our collective effort that will put a stop to this.
COSATU's organizing of the mass protests has received wide support amongst the public, and even business groups are supporting the demonstrations. And that's it. International labor news you can use. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.